From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan blamed Islamic State for Saturday's attack on a wedding party that killed at least 50 people in the city of Gaziantep. The wedding was attended by many Kurds in a Kurdish part of the city near the Syria border. Erdogan said the suicide bomber was between 12 and 14 years old. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
All through Saturday night, ambulances rushed the wounded to hospitals across Gaziantep. Witnesses say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a packed street of people dancing and celebrating a wedding. Along with children, the bride and groom are reported to be among the dead in Turkey's worst terror attack this year. Shortly after the attack, Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Şimşek flew to Gaziantep, the city he represents. Şimşek took a defiant stance. The aim of terror is to scare the people, but we will not allow this, he said, adding that a suicide bombing was the likely cause. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
At least 20 people died when two suicide car bombs rocked a local government building and a nearby market in Galkayo, central Somalia. Eyewitness Abdullahi Dahir said the first car bomb rammed into a local government compound housing administrative offices, and soon after the first responders came out of the surrounding buildings, another suicide bomber with a speeding car blew himself up. Another eyewitness told VOA's Somali on condition of anonymity that the driver of the second car bomb was a female. This is VOA News.